In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. The Lord said, "Whoever wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." We often say this at the baptism service when the newly illumined receives their cross. When we're baptized, we participate not only in Christ's death, but also in his resurrection. But the curious part of this, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, is taking up the cross. What is the experience of taking? Have you ever described to yourself your cross? What does it look like or feel like? And I think a lot of us think of our cross as whatever is upsetting us at a particular time, physically, mentally, spiritually, relationships, financially, what causes us pain, stress. I think this is probably the first thing we might think of when we think about our cross. But is that the only part of it? It's threefold. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. That if we think too much about what our stress is, maybe we're not denying ourselves. Maybe we're making the cross about me. But that's the first part of it. Deny myself. It's a famous story that if we were to go into a room and select our cross because the one that we have is too burdensome, and the one that we picked was the one that we have already. Thinking too much like that might take us away from thinking about God. Because who needs to feel guilty about saying, "This is really hard for me"? Right, if we say, well, other people have it much worse, I should be ashamed of myself for saying this is hard. I mean, why add that misery? Why not ask God to direct us in whatever difficulty we have instead of beating ourselves up about, oh, well, other people have it worse? And on the other extreme, asking God for a cross can be a prideful thing also. Saint Filaret's prayer says, "I don't dare ask for a cross." Because sometimes we use our suffering as entitlement. Well, I've gone through all this, and so I can do, I've earned this kind of behavior. Or having gone through something, it can make us callous instead of more faithful. All of the disciples, when Jesus said that one was going to betray him, all of them said that they were ready to die and that they weren't going to fall away. But that wasn't in the context of denying themselves. It was in the context of, look how good I am. And that didn't work, because once Jesus was in trouble, all of them fled. Jesus showed us the better way. He didn't say, I'm looking forward to this. In fact, he said, if it is possible, to his Father, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, your will. Can we do that when we feel that something is causing us suffering? And how about when we're not suffering? Some days go by and we say, everything is great. There's no problem today. Does that mean we have no cross? If we have no cross, we have no faith. The cross is with us always, destroying demons. And through the cross, joy has come into all the world, as we say on most Sundays. So we have to deny ourselves, not make the cross about ourselves, and take up the cross, which is love. It's the bridegroom who has emptied himself, that God himself denied himself. As we said in the St. Basil prayers, that Christ, and St. Paul says similarly, that Christ didn't count equality a thing to be grasped. He didn't think that it was robbery to be equal with God and Father, but he came as a servant. So taking up the cross also means receiving this saving work that God has done for us, allowing him to serve us. St. Peter again said, when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, you will not wash my feet. And Jesus says, unless I wash your feet, you have no part in me. That sometimes it's hard to believe that our Creator, our eternal God, would be so humble to come and wash feet, to do such a lowly task. To not only do that, but to die for us. And that's not to make us feel guilty, but to show that God has destroyed death by his death, has also said that there's going to be an end, a defeat, ultimately, to all violence and hate. But we have to, at all times, remember that denying ourselves and allowing God to serve us, to be aware that we can serve others, and to know that the cross is also the passion with a capital P that destroys all our passions with a lowercase p, those harmful thoughts, words, and deeds that take us away from God. The cross is a blessing at all times, and may we receive that with joy and not make it something to compete over who suffers more and who is entitled to more or who deserves to lord more control over someone else. Many people that I have visited in hospitals, I leave their room and I feel that they have ministered much more to me than I have to them, because their faith in that time filled me with so much hope. So may God fill us day by day with hope. May the cross, which is always before us, remind us that the resurrection is coming, and that through the Holy Spirit, God can save us from our passions and fill us and the whole world with joy through his holy resurrection. To Christ our God be all glory, honor, and worship, together with the eternal Father and the all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.